the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. So many of our kids today are dealing with all kinds of anxiety, whether it's from the fear built up in our media, watching parents stress out over current times, or the myriad of other anxiety-inducing situations that our kids are growing up with today. You know, like having to do active shooter drills and other horrific things that our kids do not deserve to go through. And of course, there's always those handy-dandy drugs that we can fill them up with, right? Or perhaps a new label that we can give them as they learn to address their deep feelings and powerful big emotions. But what about natural solutions to help these kids work through their anxiety? Well, in this episode, I'm going to share with you the three most beneficial herbs I turn to when we're dealing with nervousness and anxiety in our home. Hello, and welcome to The Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home again. It's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. Hey, have you missed me? Because I have missed you. I know it's been a really long time since I've gotten an episode out for you. And I've got to tell you, it's with great reason. There's a lot of life changes happening in my world, as, well, so many others are experiencing too. And with changes, sometimes comes a bit of anxiety, right? You know, it turns out that upending the way you've built your life for the last 12 years can provoke some unique emotions, shall I say. And it most definitely brought up some emotions for my daughter, which is only a piece of what made me want to create this episode for you. Anyway, so what I've been up to that took me away from these episodes for so long is that I have made a very, very big and quite frankly, exciting decision to let go of my herbal products business, Mountain Mel's, for an undetermined amount of time. Maybe I'm just putting her to rest. I really don't know at this point. I mean, I really love what I created at Mountain Mel's. Incredible products that actually helped people to live healthier, better lives, which is really a gratifying experience. But I also found myself missing out on so much quality time with my daughter. I found myself unable to take care of me, both mentally and physically. And well, honestly, I've been at it for 12 years. We all need change in our lives, right? Even business owners can have some type of midlife career change. So that's what I've been up to. There's been a lot of logistics. I've moved out of my shop and all kinds of things. And really, the truth here is that my passion isn't so much in the mass making of products anymore, but I absolutely love to teach people about using plants as medicine. So I've decided to dedicate more of my time to doing exactly that so that you can make incredible and effective and safe and tasty herbal remedies for yourself and for your family. Yeah, that's what I've been up to. So as I've entered into this next phase or transition in life, yeah, it's brought about a bit of anxiety. I mean, it's been a huge change, particularly for my 8-year-old, who's already prone to anxiety. She was really upset when I made the decision at first, even though the truth is I made it so that I can be more present in her life, so that I can learn with her and grow with her and experience all that life has to offer her at this very young age. And so that I can have less, "Hold on, sweetheart, I need to check this one more email," going on every single day and every single hour. Or just sending her off to her nana's because we've got so much going on. I want to be there for my girl. I want to watch her grow, and I want to watch her be goofy and play games and all of the amazing things that only happen for such a very short window of time that we call childhood. And still, all that being said, she was really upset about this decision I've made. She doesn't want to let go of Mountain Mel's because it's the only thing she's known her entire life. I started making those products before I even knew she was going to exist. And now she's got this big fear of change. Anyways, I figured with all that we have going on here in the United States and around the world, that it is definitely time to chat a bit about the herbs that I turn to when it comes to helping myself and my daughter with her anxiety. Because the sad reality is that so many of our kids today are dealing with all kinds of anxiety, whether it's the fear built up in our media or watching our parents stress out over current times or the myriad of other anxiety-inducing situations that our kiddos are growing up with, you know, like having to do active shooter drills at school, the place they're supposed to be safe, and all of the other horrific things that our kiddos do not deserve to go through. And then, of course, there's always those handy-dandy drugs that we can fill them up with, right? Or maybe we give them a new label that tells them they are now this, and that's going to help them as they learn to address their deep feelings and super powerful, huge emotions. Come on now. What about natural solutions to help these kids work through their anxiety? Maybe this could foster a deeper connection to nature, which also reduces anxiety. And just maybe this can help us parents save money and save time on doctor's visits and trips to the drugstore. Holy crap, wait. Does that also lessen anxiety and stress for the whole family? Well, hot diggity dog, I think that it does. So, on that note, let's dig into it and see what plants that you can use for your kiddos if they're dealing with stress and anxiety. And yes, you can use them too. So the first herb I want to talk about, you may think of a lot, and with good reason, because it is absolutely phenomenal when it comes to helping kiddos with anxiety. In fact, this is the one that my daughter absolutely loves. Ever since she was 2, she would reach into my cup of tea and pull out one of those flowers and nibble on it. And now, to this day, if she breaks down in a fit of nervousness or anxiety, all I have to do is tell her that I'm going to make her a cup of tea, and she automatically calms down. She's come to know this herb as a friend and something that she can rely upon. It's chamomile, and it has such a lovely, sweet, appley scent that it's really quite hard to resist. I love using chamomile in our home. One, because, well, it's really easy to grow. It pretty much grows itself. And also because every time my daughter gets upset, she almost immediately tells me that her tummy hurts. Like XYZ emotional trigger comes along. And instantly she starts in a mini anxiety attack and within 1 minute tells me that her tummy hurts. And there is a huge reason why this happens. The anxiety or the panic attack and the tummy ache coming on together. And it's because your enteric nervous system and your central nervous system communicate with each other. And if you don't know what your enteric nervous system is, it's basically known as our second brain. And it lives in your gut and it consists of these two thin layers of more than 100 million nerve cells that line your gastrointestinal tract all the way from your esophagus to the rectum. Yep, right where you poop. And science is discovering a direct correlation to our gut health and our emotional health. And this leads to another reason why I love chamomile so much when it comes to helping my daughter through anxiety and nervousness. It not only helps to calm and soothe the nerves, as it interacts with the GABA system, it decreases the stress hormone cortisol, but it also addresses inflammation in the gut and tummy upset. It's a super-powered win-win herb for our little family. And I'm sure it can be really helpful in your family too, unless someone is allergic. There are people out there that are allergic to plants in the Asteraceae family, unfortunately. And if that's the case for you, luckily there are other plants that you can turn to that can be really helpful, like lemon balm. Another one that I absolutely love for anxiety and nervousness and stress for my kiddo and many, many other people. Lemon balm is another delightful favorite of mine because she's incredibly delicious and she's so easy to grow. In fact, she might take over your garden if you let her. She's in the mint family and yes, she grows like a mint. So if you're going to grow her in your garden, I suggest that you might plant her in the container with the bottom cut out so that she doesn't actually take over your entire garden. So, you know, I guess I could think of many worse things in the world than smelling a lemony fresh scent every time I walk around my garden. Either way, lemon balm is absolutely wonderful for children. It helps to calm and soothe their nervous system and to reduce stress. She's also known as nature's sunshine, and she's got this incredible affinity for lifting the spirits and the mood, particularly for those that get a dose of seasonal affective disorder. So lemon balm is also really nice for calming an overactive mind. And for those that might get headaches when they're under stress and anxiety, lemon balm can be really, really great. And again, back to the tummy aches that my kiddo gets, lemon balm also provides great relief for the tummy aches. She's what's called a carminative herb, meaning that she helps to ease gassiness and bloating and general tummy upset. She is also a spasmolytic, so she helps with spasms in smooth muscles that can occur during anxiety attacks. I think that's one of the things that I love so much about plant medicine. I mean, not only is it significantly more affordable than pharmaceutical drugs, and they have less harmful side effects, but more often than not, you can choose just one herb that can help with a whole myriad of ailments that could be happening at one time. It's like, it's almost as if these plants are so intelligent that they know exactly how to work with the human body. Like, that's what they exist for. And when you get to know them well, and when you develop the skills and knowledge to be able to pick these plants out at the right time, it's like you've developed this superpower that not only saves you time and money, but it also allows you to take better care of your health and of your family's health. I mean, why haven't people been doing this stuff forever?
Oh, wait. They totally were. Anyway, so far, we have chatted about lemon balm and chamomile and their incredible ways of helping to deal with anxiety in our kiddos. So, let's move on to herb number 3 for this episode. And this is another herb I hold in extremely high regards to support my daughter's itty-bitty little powerful nervous system that produces such big feelings and emotions. And this herb is milky oats. So yes, it's the same plant, Avena sativa, that makes the famed oatmeal breakfast cereal. Only with milky oats, you're taking the seed tops of the plant when they are in their green milky stage. So the window for optimal harvest is really, really short, but totally worthy of being there in time. And if you can't grow your own milky oat tops, which, by the way, make an excellent cover crop to improve soil fertility, I highly recommend that you find a friend or a local organic farmer so that you can get your own oat tops. Or, of course, you can support a local herbalist who may find the oat tops and make the medicine for you, which is always great. Either way, I love milky oat tops because they're what's known as a tropha restorative, which simply means that it actually restores the nervous system. It also helps to nourish and support the nervous system as it gently uplifts the mood. It's a gently calming herb, so it's not going to be quite as impactful during the immediate times of an anxiety or panic attack, but it will support the nerves for a longer term duration and perhaps help to lessen the occurrence of these anxiety attacks as it also calms and soothes the nerves, right? So this is particularly beneficial for helping kiddos who have just been through some form of trauma in their lives, just so that you can help to rebuild and nourish and support their nervous system. And not only that, oat straw, the same stuff that comes from this plant when not in the milky stage, is incredibly nourishing for your whole body too. It's got a lot of magnesium and calcium that help to strengthen hair and bones and nails, and drinking a regular cup of oat straw tea has been known to help prevent things like osteoporosis. So yeah, there's a whole lot more to Avena sativa than just a mushy breakfast cereal. And a whole lot more than I can cover inside of this episode. So let me know, have you tried any of these herbs for yourself or your kiddos? Has it helped with your anxiety? Shoot me a message. Let me know on TikTok. Hit up my YouTube channel. Let me know. And if you've enjoyed this show, please, please, please leave me a rating so other mamas can benefit from this kind of information and share it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm so glad to be back. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. Hey, I wanted to
take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes.
Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And with great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways, when they're well made. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust. For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness. And this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency. They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need. And of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now.